Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weight loss. That's PlushCare.com/weight loss. PlushCare.com/weight loss.
Hello everybody and welcome to the Wild Ginger Running monthly competition. So how this works, I'm going to do a load of patron shout outs. I'm going to give you a little update on the life of me, that's Claire, the owner of Wild Ginger Running, and I am going to go through all the prizes that are up for grabs this November because it's the end of the month. And then after that I'm going to tell you all the prizes that you stand to win in December. So let's just get started with a little bit of an update. So I did the Keswick Mountain Festival Adidas Terex 10K Trail Run, let's get that right, 2 weeks ago, nearly, on the Saturday it was at Keswick Mountain, Kendall Mountain Festival. And so I did that 10K, I filmed it, the film is going to be out tomorrow. Marco is just finishing editing it now. It looks really brilliant. I can't wait to show it to you tomorrow. It's just a little 10K video. The views weren't great because it was like really misty and stuff, but it was really nice to do a faster trail running event. So I've been focusing on a bit of ultra running this year, as you know, with writing the ultra running book. Excuse me. So basically, since the 10K, I've just been like, when I got back, I did an 8 mile cycle with Finley. I took him to this really cool forest and got him on his balance bike, and he was in the trailer and he's really heavy now and the trailer's also very heavy. So that was quite an effort, like 8 miles mountain biking. And then just since then, I've just been really knackered. And then I've realized why this last weekend, I came down with this cold that you might be able to hear the vestiges of, a really sore throat. I've had to spend a couple of mornings just asleep. It really, as a freelance person, it really diminishes your work output. And it's really annoying being ill. But this year, January, sort of February, I really pushed it. Do you remember? If anybody was a patron back then and you remember, I really pushed it. And I ended up DNFing the Manx Mountain Marathon 50K because I just pushed it. And I was like, really, really tired and really, really like had a flu basically. So this time I've just completely like done zero training since that 10K at KMF. So when you watch it tomorrow, that's basically what I've been doing lately and that's it. There's lots of shout outs. Someone's put a thumbs down. I don't know if you meant to hit the thumbs up, but or was that a reaction to my cold? Claire's got a cold. So I'm going to start with some patron shout-outs, and I'm going to do some live shout-outs. Loads of people are watching live. This is fantastic. Hello, everybody. Really nice to see you. I'm going to do some live shout-outs, so type something on the live comments if you want me to say hi from you. So we've got Alex K is here. Hey, Alex. Lovely to see you. Jane Q is here as well. Hi, Jane. I'm going to mention your competition, your fundraising thing later. I've got a little screen grab of it there. Let me just make sure that I have it on this screen. There we go, it's ready. Tom is here. Got a shout out for you, Tom, as well. Stick around. Hot Pink Claire. Yes, this is my buff. You can purchase these, if you like, on my website. Got loads of them in the cupboard there. So do relieve me of them if you feel like a little Christmas present for yourself. I've got orange as well and bright blue. Andrea's here. Hello, Andrea. Lovely to see you. Did I put your comment up, Peter? Oh, I just have no brain today, honestly. This cold. Sharon says hi. Hi, Sharon. How are you? Hannah says hi. Afternoon. Thought she'd be free. Now got a library run to do with tween. Oh, that's a shame. So we're going to do a shout out, Hannah. You'll have to listen later. Neil says hey. Hi, Neil. How are you? And we've got Tadeusz as well. He says hi. Hi, Tadeusz. Got a shout out for you. MP producers here. I think that's Marco. I don't know what he's been writing, but that doesn't make any sense to me. Hi, Marco. Tracy's here as well. I think I've got a shout out for you as well, Tracy. Cool. Okay, loads of people are here. That is absolutely fantastic. I will try and get through these shout outs. So the first shout out I've got is for Andrea, who has upped her pledge to £10 this month. So she's on the higher patron tier. So if you're in that higher patron tier, thank you so much, by the way. You've got like unlimited access to me and then through me, Tim, our coach, who actually knows loads of good stuff about ultra running. Like even more stuff. He's been doing it way longer than me. So you can ask me any questions through Patreon. And you can, if you want motivation, if you want nutrition advice, if you want training advice, then just fire away. So thank you so much for upping your pledge, Andrea. That's really, really kind of you. You will be getting a buff. So you upped your pledge in October the 31st. So you'll be getting a buff on January the 31st. So I'll be mentioning that again in January. And Alex Knight will also be getting a buff soon in January as well. So that is exciting news as well. Oh, I've joined the Green Runners as well. So I'm going to be doing, I'm going to be going to one of their chats tonight. They've got this live streaming thing going on. So I'm going to that and then I'm going to do my pledge at some point and put it on social media as well. Book. Yes, thanks to everybody who has read the ultra running book, the manuscript that I've let all patrons read. Shh, don't tell anyone. That's basically the sequel to this one, the Ultimate Trail Running Handbook. It's the Ultimate Ultra Running Handbook. I like to just make the names trip off the tongue there. If you want to just like, I know that the Ultra Running book isn't available to review yet on Amazon, but if you have got this one and you haven't reviewed it yet, if you could review that on Amazon, then that would be really, really helpful, because apparently that really helps the algorithm. So if you could do that, that would be amazing. Thank you, everybody. We've got more people. Kat's here. Hi, Kat. You're right. Peter says the £10 buff is an excellent buff. Using it loads in these cold times. Excellent. And Hannah says get well soon. Oh, thanks, Hannah. That's really kind of you. It is a rubbish time of year, isn't it, for bugs? But even worse than me, Tom Avery, who I believe is watching live, apparently has broken his foot. I saw this in one of the comments in the exclusive patron Facebook group, which you can join if you are a patron. But he's got a 50k to do in April, sending you very, very many get well vibes, Tom. Tadeusz is here watching live as well. He has done a 10k this November, absolutely fantastic, because he has recently had some heart treatment. So this is brilliant news, Tadeusz. So glad that you're doing well. He says in the comments, nothing to report, just waiting for tests and treatment. He went for a cheeky run with the trail running group that he'd signed up to join months ago and did around 3k. Not all up a steep hill, and they were a really nice bunch of people, so that's fantastic to know. And Tom's here and he says thanks. Oh, and Marie's here as well. Hey Marie, how are you? Hope you're doing well. Hannah is, she wants a comment on her lovely points prize mat box. So she dragged herself out of illness to compete in one final race to win a map box, which looks absolutely fantastic. A lovely presentation box. And then she was poorly for days afterwards. And she's still recovering nearly 2 weeks later, but she says it was worth it. Well, get well soon to you as well, Hannah. And good luck on that library run with your tween. Tracy has been racing a lot as well. She's done the Escape from Meriden, which sounds excellent, like Prison Break, they had to run 30 miles as the crow flies. So to do that, she ended up having to run 43 miles, like around on all the paths and things. So that sounds really fun. Really nice concept for a race. Really well done. That sounds brilliant. Jane Koyani has bought a Raidlite 24-litre backpack on my recommendation. Yes, that's another thing that you can tap me up for on Patreon. Just honestly, get the most out of your Patreon by messaging me as often as you like about anything you like on Patreon. I draw the line at like actual counselling because I am not qualified to do that. But, you know, like any gear advice that you need, I can help you with that as well. I can give you some links to recommend various items if you're not sure what to look for. She's also doing some fundraising. Let's just get this up from Jane here. She's doing some fundraising for the NSPCC Scotland, and she's got a challenge, and there's prizes to win. It's a bit like a scavenger hunt, and it's free to download. So there's a link here that I've just put on the screen, but I'll also put that in the film description below in a minute. So I'll put that in the link in the film description below and also in the podcast show notes. So if you want to enter Jane's competition, then you can do that as well. More competitions for everybody to enter there. Cool. Okay. Severine has done the Hampton Court Palace race 10K, and Henry VIII, or a dude dressed up as Henry VIII, asked her out on a date. Of course, she said yes. And who knows when she will be getting her head chopped off. Leon Young has been out on with his young son, again, running in the mud. That's fantastic. He seems like he's really enjoying that, Leon. Great dad. Jeff Graham has been out running in the snow, and he's got a wonderful Father Christmas beard. He also did the Chicago Lakefront 50K in the win, so well done to you, Jeff. Philip Haddock has raced the Lee Mills Relay Fell Race through all the bogs, which was very hard work, but very fun. Jamin has been doing some cold runs with lovely blue skies on the South Downs. And also, I've seen he has got his sewing machine out and he's repairing his gear in a very eco-friendly manner. So that is excellent. Well done, Jamin. Alex Knight, who we already mentioned will be getting a buff soon, she has done the Burrata Noir 12-miler night race on Dartmoor, which looks absolutely fantastic. Well done, Alex. Racing in the night is really exhilarating, isn't it? So that's fantastic. Well done. Nadia Federman has been running in the first snow in her home country of Switzerland, and recently she's been training along the River Aire, which is spelt A-A-R-E. So I hope that I've spelt that right. Or is it the River Aire? Let me know. She's been training for the Freiburg Marathon in April. So that is fantastic. Well done, Nadia, and hope you get some more snow soon. I think we might be getting some snow. It's very frosty where I am. Let me know if you've got snow with you, anybody watching live. Arlene has done the Rosaryville Veterans Day 20K, which was really muddy and really slippery with lots of beautiful autumn leaves. So that looks fantastic, Arlene. Well done to you. And Kat Roberts has been running with her son through the flooding and the mud. Congratulations, it's really nice everybody is taking their children running with them. I can't wait to do parkrun with Finley. I was going to take him on Sunday, but we came down with these stupid colds. So we didn't. So that's everybody's shout outs. Peter has something to say about Henry VIII. He said he once ended up in the pub with the guy who does the Henry VIII at Hampton Court. He seemed like a nice guy. Oh, well, he seems to have been the one that Severine met. Maybe they're the same person. Maybe it's the same person who plays Father Christmas as well, because he did look quite Father Christmassy as well. So you're all here for a competition, are you not? I'm just going to check if there's any more shout-outs just on the Facebook group, because I checked that an hour ago and there might have been somebody else who's written something there. Let me just refresh this page and also the patrons page just to check. I don't want to miss any shout-outs for anybody. There we go, there's my post. Okay, nope, that's fine. Everybody is covered. And nope, there, that's fine too. That's fine. Cool. Right, so the competition is November, and the first item on the list is a Camelback Zephyr running pack worth £140. lightweight, breathable, loads of pockets at the front, fully adjustable. It's ready for one of them fluid bladders, or you can put bottles in the front. And the total capacity is 12 litres. So somebody is going to win that today. Let's see what the next prize is. The Lakeland Trails Race Place. So this is wonderful. So every month, the Lakeland Trails, the wonderful people at Lakeland Trails, give us a free race place. Doesn't it look fun? I've just popped a picture up there. It's a beautiful view and three very happy ladies running along in matching kit, smiling and having a great time on the race. These were the first races that I did when I first started trail running. Really family friendly. They've got one of those drumming bands at the start, which makes everything seem really, really fun. I can't wait to do another one. I really must get up to Lake District again and do another one. They're absolutely brilliant. So somebody is going to win a Lakeland Trails race place worth up to £52. Then the next prize we have is very exciting. I'm reviewing this at the moment. I've already reviewed it. If you want to see a review of it already that I've done, if you go on adventure.com, spelt without the first E, so it's like adventure.com, apparently it's like a new trendy thing that people do these days. They spell things wrong and that's a brand name. And so I've written a review for the Moonlight Bright as Day 800 TED Torch on there. So if you Google adventure, Moonlight Bright as Day Torch, it should come up with that review. If not, message me on Patreon and I'll send you a link to it. Basically, it's a very good torch. I did enjoy using it. It's got 2 hours of bright of full power battery life at 800 lumens. So it's really bright. Killian Jornet wears it now. And him and others wore it to win the Hard Rock 100 and UTMB. In 2022, as in Killian wore it to win those, but others wore it as well. I'm possibly going to be wearing on the Arc 50 in January, but I'm also testing the silver free 1200 lumen head torch, and also I'm going to be testing, hopefully, fingers crossed, a Petzl Now, the latest one. So I'm testing three of them. So I might be taking the Moonlight, might not. So yeah, it depends. This one is a bit heavier than the others, but this is because it's completely waterproof and bombproof, and it survives higher and lower temperatures than most. So this is a kind of head torch that you might need if you're going to really extreme environments, like Killian in Norway, etc. So that is a prize to win worth £145. Next prize is a Light Yourself Up bundle. Oh, I didn't put the picture up. Oh, silly me. I thought I'd put that picture up. There we go. There's the picture of the Moonlight head torch. Right, then we've got a Light Yourself Up bundle from Ultimate Performance worth £50. So you've got this whole collection of really bright, reflective vest and a sort of strap vest equipment and little lights and little stick-on things that reflect and possibly a head torch, but that was just in the screen grab. They're going to send you just a bundle of stuff, okay, worth £50. So be safe, be seen. I was driving along the other day and I saw a person wearing one of these reflective vests. He wasn't running, he was just in a coat. He wasn't even walking a dog, he was just walking along the road. And I could see him really, really well. So I do think that whatever you're doing, something high-vis like that is really, really useful on the roads. I think all clothing should just have high-vis stuff on it. You know, like nowadays, you can get high-vis stuff, which is kind of invisible. So I think they should just like crisscross everything with high-vis stuff, especially kids' stuff. Anyway, I digress. Harvey Maps is the next prize. Or where have I put that? So this is an excellent prize. This is a set of four Harvey Maps. I think that the Lakeland Trail thing is in the wrong place on the screen now. I think that should be there. Yes, that looks better, doesn't it? So this prize is from Harvey Maps. It's a set of four Ultra Maps from Harvey Map Makers. So these are really, really cool. They're really small and light enough to carry in your hand because they're 2/3 the size of the fold.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weight loss. That's PlushCare.com/weight loss. PlushCare.com/weight loss.
The size of a conventional map. So they're like this big, like they fit like more in the palm of your hand, which is great for runners. So they are 140,000 scale. They're tough, they're waterproof, rip-proof, really, really good for trail runners, and they cover the whole of the UK. So there's the Lake District set, there's a Peak District set, there's a Snowdonia set, Yorkshire Dales, and more. So you can look on their website to decide which one you would like. So this is fantastic. Oh, cool. Bruce Barnes says, Lloyd from Run for Adventure has done a review on the Moonlight Head Torch. Amazing. Cool. Okay, yes. I will look it up. That's fantastic. It is a really good head torch. I do really like it. But I've also been reviewing the silver. There's a few things that are different between them. So I'm going to do a group test. So I want to do three at the same time because it's nice to do a single test, but I kind of think it's even more useful if you do three at the same time, so you can sort of compare them and see which one you might want to choose from a similar type of product. But anyway, that is useful. Thank you. I will look that up. I love Lloyd. I'm hopefully meeting Lloyd at the Arc of Attrition, so that will be lovely. Hopefully going to interview him there, so that will be really nice. Okay, anyway, so who's going to win all these prizes? Well, the prizes are going to be won by patrons because the way you win a prize is by becoming a Wild Ginger Running patron, which is at patreon.com/wildgingerrunning, link in the show notes or film description below. And basically, all patrons get automatic entry into the monthly competition from Wild Ginger Running. Now, I did say that I was kind of struggling, and because I was doing Summit Magazine as well now to sort of like bring in some cash, I did say that the competition might not always be over £400. But having said that, this month's competition is worth £431. And then I've just been doing some organising for December and January, and those competitions are both over £400 already. So that's brilliant. So we don't have to worry about that. So that is good. Right, let's get choosing some people's names. Let me see. Okay, let's get the thingy. Right, it's going. There's no stopping it. Right, it's the Camelback backpack, the Zephyr 12-litre backpack worth £140. That is going to Mick Souville. Oh, I think Mick is on the island of Jersey. Is that correct? I think we have heard plenty from him about the race that goes all the way around the island. I really want to do that race. So well done, Mick. You have won this prize. Okie dokie. The Lakeland Trails race place is gonna go to, it has landed on Ewan McGillivray, Ewan McGillivray. I hope I've said that name right. Congratulations to you, Ewan. I will be hooking you up with the Lakeland Trails people to choose the right race for you, probably in 2024 by now. Ah, who's going to win the Moonlight Brightest Day 800 head torch? It is going to be... Bing! It's going to be Neil Swift. Congratulations, Neil. You can also review this head torch for me and let me know how it goes. Then the next one is the Light Yourself Up bundle from Ultimate Performance worth £50. That is going to Phil Royal. Oh, we've got all the men winning this time, haven't we? Let's fingers crossed for a lady for the next one. That's the trouble with doing this at random. Not very gender equality, is it? Okay, so Phil, you have won the Light Yourself Up bundle. You will be safe and seen this winter. Congratulations. The Harvey Maps, the Ultra Maps, the set of four. is going to be won by Helen Lindley Jones. Yep, a lady has won the last prize. Helen Lindley Jones, you will be receiving the maps of your choice. So I'll be getting in touch with you shortly. Okay, that's fantastic. Okay, so I'm going to tell you what the December prizes are in just a moment, but I'm just going to answer Tracy's question here. So Tracy says, I'll have to let everyone know if I'm going to the running show in January. I am afraid not this year. I can't make it. January is a crazy month for us because it's Steve's birthday on the 11th, Finley's birthday on the 19th, my sister's birthday on the 26th, and then my birthday on the 6th of February. So it's like a really crazy month. And I've got the Arc of Attrition on the 27th. I think the National Running Show is the weekend before that, but that's Finley's birthday. So it kind of always clashes with Finley's birthday. So it's a bit like, unless they like ring me and like demand that I'm there to do some kind of talk or something, then it's not really a convenient time, sadly. I would love to go though. I would definitely love to go. It is a really great place to meet a lot of patrons, but maybe next year if it falls on like a slightly different date, I will keep you posted. But tell us how it goes, Tracy. It is a wonderful show, and there's loads of cool talks there. There's loads of like really nice stands and things, there's loads of nice stands, and it is a really, really good place to be. It's very inspiring. That's what I think. Very inspiring for runners. Cool. Okay, let's find out what is in the December prize pool. And remember, if you're not already a patron, then you should be. It's only £5 a month. And do you know what? That's like just, you know, if you like the channel and you think, yeah, I could buy Claire a pint every month in the pub for the advice that she gives and the personal advice that she can give me if I'm a patron, then there you go. That's the dilemma solved. Become a patron if you're not a patron already. And if you are a patron already, thank you. You are amazing people and I fully appreciate you. It's just really lovely to have so many patrons on board. And everyone, I keep telling everyone, all the people who I'm like harassing for prizes, I'm like, the patrons are all such lovely people. Like, they're really nice guys. And if they don't win it, they'll probably buy one of your things. And so, yes, everybody, I think all the patrons are really lovely and I really appreciate you all. So, if you are a patron, in December, you might be able to win one of these things. First of all, we have the Lakeland Trails Trail Race. Every month we have that, so you could win that every single month. That's a fantastic prize. We've got a very interesting prize, actually. The guy who used to edit Summit magazine is now doing PR for a company in Chamonix called Big Mountain Beer. So he has given us a case of beer worth £80 as a giveaway. So I've just put a picture of a few of the bottles up there just to kind of symbolise the prize. I don't know if those will be the bottles that you actually get, but this is the prize from Big Mountain Brewing, and that's over in Chamonix, and it sounds absolutely delicious. I love Chamonix. I love beer. What could be better than a beer based in Chamonix? Sounds absolutely delicious. Then the next prize we have is a Questars entry. I don't know if you remember a few months ago, I think it was the end of August or start of August, I went to do a adventure race with Questars. Now they want me to release that film when their new event series comes out. So they don't want me to release the film just yet. So that's still just sort of parked at the moment. So you'll be able to see that film later on. But for the moment, I think that they'll release it this month. So fingers crossed, because they're going to release their 2024 dates this month. But fingers crossed for that film to come out soon. I've made it and everything. I'm just waiting for them to okay it. So this is a picture here that I've just put on screen of some people canoeing and some people running, and you also do some biking. It's really, really cool, and you don't even have to have all the stuff. They give you the canoe and the life jacket and the paddle. Be a bit mad to not give you the paddle. You can hire a bike and a helmet at the event as well, so you don't have to have any of the stuff. You do have to navigate from point to point, but it's not hard navigation. It's really, really a really, really fun event. And you do it in pairs. You can also do it in a team, like a four. We had some families do it as like two parents and then a kid and their friend doing it. And it's just a really fun day out. You can do it whatever order you like. So you can bike first, or you can run first, or you can kayak first. It depends what you want to do. So if you're more of a runner, you can do more running and less biking, and vice versa if you're better at biking, which I probably am. So that prize is an entry to one of their events in 2024. And it's worth £120, and it's for a pair of you. So it's like you and a friend of your choice. Then we've got another Light Yourself Up bundle from Ultimate Performance worth £50. So that is here. So that's, again, loads of reflective stuff, little lights, and basically being safe, being seen on the road to the trail this winter, and dog walking and things like that. Then we've got a different head torch. I have managed to secure a silver trail runner free. Oh, this Lakeland Trails logo is getting lost now. A silver trail. Ah, there we go. Let's just move that. Oh, why didn't I think of that before? A silver trail runner free head torch. I'm just moving the things on the screen and trying to look through the middle of the gap. It's called a hybrid 2, so that means it can take either three AA batteries or the little battery that Silver do themselves, which is rechargeable. So that's worth £90. Absolutely brilliant head torch. Just fantastic, like enough lumens to run off-road. I think it's about 400 lumens, something like that. Might be more now. By now, it was 400 when I last tested it, and it's a really nice head torch for just chucking in your pack, because it's so light, it lasts a long time, and it's enough lumens to go trail running for in the dark. So then we have a book by Danielle Ledbury. Now, I'm really excited about this book because it's called Why We Run. It's basically loads of different stories with some really, really inspiring people, all about obviously why they run rather than like how to run and the usual kind of training type sides of things. It's like all about the why, about the reasons. And my friend who was in the video that I'll put out tomorrow, Leslie Malarkey, she's a 75-year-old runner and she's in this book, so I can't wait to have a look at that. Now, we are going to be interviewing Danielle Ledbury, the author of the book, at midday on the 14th of December. I think that's a Wednesday. Let's have a look. No, it's a Thursday. Thursday, the 14th of December at midday, we'll be interviewing Danielle about this amazing book. I'm finding out more about her. It's worth £16, it's out now, and it is a prize in the December competition. And finally, we've got, I think I just do need to confirm this one, but I'm pretty sure that we have this one in. This is hot chocolate from 18 Noir Ultra. So we've got a lovely, lovely, delicious chocolate. It comes in the form of these beads, and then you make a delicious cup of hot chocolate there. And I'm just trying to sort out, I haven't really organised that very well, have I? Really, really nice hot chocolate from 18 Noir Ultra. It's worth £50, this bundle, and just what could be nicer after a trail run than coming home to a lovely bundle of hot chocolate? Look at this, brilliant prizes, hot chocolate and beer. What could be better? Races, hot chocolate, beer, and a head torch, and things for lighting up your trail. So these are the prizes for December. If you would like to win any of these, then you've got to be a patron. So sign up now. And you stand a chance to win some of these amazing prizes. Some people have been writing some pretty funny live comments. Peter has put, ooh, beer. Tracy's put, I'm with Peter. And Andrea says, everyone can have my share of the beer. They do a non-alcoholic one as well, and a gluten-free one, which is very good. Peter said this Questar stuff also sounds really cool. Yeah, it is really fun, Peter. I think you would actually really like it. And today she says, congratulations, anyone. Tom Avery says, nice torch. Anyone review it yet? Yes, we did have someone earlier say that Lloyd Purvis from Run for Adventure has reviewed it on his YouTube channel. And also, that's That's the previous torch, the Moonlight torch. You're talking about the silver Run Free. I think I have reviewed this torch on my channel, Tom. Let me have a look for the link and I'll put it in the film description below for you to find. But if you want to Google that before I've done that, just Google Silver Trail Runner Free while ginger running. I think I have reviewed it. I think I reviewed it as well as the Petzl Ico Core head torch. I think I reviewed them both at the same time, possibly. Not sure. Anyway, I'm sure that I have reviewed it because I've definitely got one somewhere in that box. Andrea says, torch looks nice. Brilliant. Cool. Okay. Well, thank you very much, everybody. It's been a lovely chat. It's great to hear from you. Great to have so many of you watching live. Thank you so much for being my patrons. I hope that you enjoyed the competition and I hope that you win something. Oh, and I do need to say, if you have been a patron for ages and you feel a bit like, oh, I haven't won anything ever or for ages, like if you haven't won something for a year and you're like, the odds are against me, then message me on Patreon because I've got a few bits and bobs just lying around, you know, like I've got, you know, like bits and bobs of nutrition that people just send me and I can make you a nice little package so that you can win something. So if you feel like you haven't won anything in the competition and you have been a loyal patron for a year, then message me and I will sort you out. Okay, thanks everybody. I will see you tomorrow in the trail race film, hopefully, that I'm going to put out. And then next week, Tuesday, remember, midday, we've got Tim talking about winter motivation. So if you're feeling a little bit like, oh my goodness, I can't be bothered to get out in this cold weather, rainy and wet. It's lovely today, but sometimes rainy and wet weather, then this is the chat for you. It's going to be sponsored by Soar Running as well, so I'm going to tell you about the latest bit of kit from then. And unfortunately, they have had to stop the discount code that they had for us because people, aggregators, I don't really know what they are, but they were taking it and loads of people were buying in bulk from them and it was all going really wrong. So they had to ban doing discount codes. So instead, they're giving me a few things for the competitions in the new year. So there will be a chance to win Soar gear and some more stuff from them. So yes, we've got Tim doing winter motivation on Tuesday. I think I'm also going to ask him about like what to do when you get ill as well, because I think that's a big one for us over Christmas, isn't it? Like, should you run or shouldn't you run? So so yes, that is that's the next step. Jane has just put a live comment on saying, I would need gluten-free and alcohol-free. Do you know what? That my husband is celiac and we do drink a lot of alcohol-free beer as well, just because having a toddler, you don't want to ever be like below par in any way that you've inflicted upon yourself. So we found this beer in Morrison's called Free Dam. And it's blue and it comes in packs of four in cardboard and it's gluten-free and alcohol-free. And it is one of the nicest beers that I have ever had. So definitely check that out. Not being sponsored by them, wish I was. So thank you so much, everybody. That concludes the competition live draw for November. Please join me on Tuesday for Tim's chat at midday and watch out for the film tomorrow about the Kendall Mountain Festival 10K Adidas Terex Trail Run. Cool. Bye, everyone.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.